In October 1885, with the last of the private Jewish schools in Munich closed for more than a decade, the 6-year-old Einstein was sent to the nearest school. Not surprisingly, in the heartland of German Catholicism, religious education formed an integral part of the curriculum. But the teachers, he recalled many years later, were liberal and did not make any denominational distinctions. However liberal and accommodating his teachers may have been, the anti-Semitism that permeated German society was never buried too far beneath the surface, even in the schoolroom. Einstein never forgot the lesson in which his religious studies teacher told the class how the Jews had nailed Christ to the cross. Among the children, Einstein recalled years later, anti-Semitism was alive, especially in elementary school. Not surprisingly, he had few, if any, school friends. "I am truly a lone traveler and have never belonged to my country, my home, my friends, or even my immediate family, with my whole heart," he wrote in 1930. He called himself an Einspänner, a one-horse cart. As a schoolboy, he preferred solitary pursuits and enjoyed nothing more than constructing ever-taller houses of cards. He had the patience and tenacity, even as a 10-year-old, to build them as high as 14 stories. These traits, already such a fundamental part of his makeup, would allow him to pursue his own scientific ideas when others might have given up. "God gave me the stubbornness of a mule," he said later, "and a fairly keen scent." Though others disagreed, Einstein maintained he possessed no special talents, only a passionate curiosity. This quality that others had, however, coupled with his stubbornness, meant that he continued to seek the answer to almost childlike questions long after his peers were taught to stop even asking them. What would it be like to ride on a beam of light? It was trying to answer this question that set him on his decade-long path to the theory of relativity. In 1888, aged 9, Einstein started at the Luitpold Gymnasium, and he later spoke bitterly of his days there. Whereas young Max Planck enjoyed and thrived under a strict militaristic discipline focused on rote learning, Einstein did not. Despite resenting his teachers and their autocratic methods, he excelled academically, even though the curriculum was orientated towards the humanities. He scored top marks in Latin and did well in Greek, even after being told by his teacher that nothing would ever become of him. The stifling emphasis on mechanical learning at school and during music lessons with tutors at home was in stark contrast to the nurturing influence of a penniless Polish medical student. Max Talmud was 21 and Albert 10, when every Thursday he began dining with the Einsteins as they adopted their own version of an old Jewish tradition of inviting a poor religious scholar to lunch on the Sabbath. Talmud quickly recognized the inquisitive young boy as a kindred spirit. Before long, the two would spend hours discussing the books that Talmud had given him to read or had recommended. They began with books on popular science that brought to an end what Einstein called his religious paradise of youth.